You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Have you ever discovered something new and been so excited about it? So excited that you had to tell someone about it right then and there? That you needed to share how awesome this thing was? Then you find that group or friend and you go and share it, and then boom. Someone tells you something like, "You're just now getting into those? I've been a fan since," insert ridiculous amount of time here. Or they want to go into it a depth synopsis on the show when all you were trying to do was just enjoy the show. Or even worse, they find some way to make you feel small or make you feel like you're not a true fan of this thing that you just discovered that you love so much. Well, my compadre, you are not alone. We have all lived through this every once in a while, especially when you join some of these Facebook groups. So I'm here to give you a way on how to deal with some of these gatekeepers. Tip one is to stand your ground, baby. Stand your ground. You have a right to the things that you like and the things that you enjoy, and no one gets to be the authority to tell you differently. Stand your ground. No one gets to make you feel small. I absolutely can't stand people that love to make other people feel small to make themselves feel superior. For what? For what? We see this a lot, especially in the anime world. Y'all already know what I'm talking about, where people feel as though if you don't like these animes or you don't watch these animes, then how can you call yourself an anime fan? Easy. There are hella genres and I like this one. How would you feel if I told you because you didn't watch these certain magical girl animes that you aren't a real anime fan? You'd probably look at me like, "Well, I've seen Sailor Moon." Okay, and like, this is ridiculous. The feeling small, it needs to stop, guys. And if you see someone being made to feel small, stand up for them. Have their back, because we work better in numbers. There's a difference between liking stuff and being completely obsessed. I always say that there's a difference between being a fan of something and being an obsessed fanatic. All the time. I say this because people will say, "I love it so much." And you know what I mean? And you are allowed to like things in a small way or just in a regular, healthy way. But if you become so obsessed with something that it literally feels like somebody just shot your cat because they told you that they didn't like something that you liked, you need to evaluate your priorities and how much emphasis you are actually putting on this thing. I know we have like things we like that are our comfort, you know, that help us through trauma, and that's okay. Everyone has certain things like that. But we have to understand that just because we like something in a certain way, it doesn't mean that other people are going to like it or see it in the exact same way we do. And we have to respect that. Fandoms are always different, but not every fandom is going to reach everybody. My boyfriend is obsessed with Critical Role. That is his show. That is his fandom. And he loves it so much. But for me, it's just not my thing. I went to the show with him and everything. I have no problem. I don't hate Critical Role. I have no ill feelings towards it. But it's just not my thing. I'm just not into the show. And that should be seen as okay. There shouldn't be this ridiculous stigma on people need to like what I like because I like it. No, you can introduce people to what you like. And then if they don't like it, they don't like it. That's just how it is. But we also need to take away the stigma of people liking what I like, but I liked it first, so I'm better than them. What kind of mentality is that? No, you're not better than them because you like Steven Universe first. That's stupid. You're equally the same, and now you just found another person to enjoy that show with and make inside jokes about that show with and bond over that show with. Why can't we just look at it that way? Remember why you fell in love with this show in the first place. This is your thing. This is the thing that you just wanted to share with the world. Remember that love and why you like it so much, and don't allow people to taint that love with their nasty points of view. Take that, tell them to take it somewhere else, block them. In your mind, block them on social media, block them in real life. That whole episode of American Dad, I reference to it all the time, where Stan was just like, snap, gone, to the things that he didn't like in his life or that people that were annoying him in real life. That's how I treat gatekeepers. I'm like, snap, gone, snap, gone. Like, I'm not going to even have delve into this conversation with you. Like, you're not going to get the satisfaction of me arguing with you about what I love. This just is dumb. It's dumb. Our next tip is take a step back. It's time to realize that their gatekeeping has absolutely 100% nothing to do with you as a person. This is something they're internally dealing with, and you do not take that shit on. That is not yours to take on. That is you to just roll your eyes, look at them, and just walk away, because people need to change their own terrible behavior, and we have no control over other people's behavior. Sometimes people become so obsessed with their comfort shows that they aren't able to respect other people's boundaries anymore, that they aren't able to respect other people's feelings and emotions about things anymore, that what they feel or what they're thinking or what they need from this show or what they love is more important than what you've got going on. So they will use it as a form to attack you, make you feel small or stupid. And that is not okay. This is not about you. This is about them. And this is something that they need to work through specifically and that they need to understand. So when we set those boundaries of just not allowing those people to get to us and ignoring them, walking away, or realizing that that's not the energy we need right now, that is how we save ourselves from the gatekeepers. See, this episode is not supposed to tell you how to change a gatekeeper's mind, because you can't change other people's minds. This episode is to explain to you how to deal with them when you encounter them. Just so we're clear on that. Everyone likes things in their own way, and we all have to learn how to respect that. Some people like food wars for the food. Some people like food wars for the characters. I love food wars for the theme song. That theme song japs, you know what I mean? I love magical girl animes because of the friendships. The way they show female friendships is always so positive, and you don't really get that in everyday shows with a bunch of girls. So watching magical girl animes was how I got that love, because I never had like nasty female friendships. I really pretty much have positive ones. So it was nice to see that on TV. Everyone gets different things from different shows. It's just the way we have to figure out how to respect what people get, and that maybe their perspective of why they love something will maybe add to my perspective of why I love something. But that doesn't mean that because I love something, I'm not allowed to criticize it either. And that's the problem. I've seen a lot of gatekeepers that get angry when someone who loves the show wants to criticize the show or has an opinion on the show. There's currently this girl who made an opinion about the terrible racial coding in Steven Universe. And she's not wrong. There's terrible racial coding in Steven Universe. There are parts that are very offensive to Black and Latino women. Like, it's problematic, and it does need to be addressed. And Rebecca Sugar needs to know that's not okay. Yes, Steven Universe has fantastic LGBTQPAI plus representation, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have its faults in other areas. You can be progressive and regressive at the same time. That's just how life works. So in order to pretend like a show is against, like, completely above criticism is a terrible way of thinking, you know? So don't allow, like, gatekeepers to make you think that if you find a problem with your show, or if something in your show that maybe just didn't sit well with you happens, that you are in that way not a fan of that show anymore, so that you have to ignore it. Because I did that with Steven Universe, and there are episodes of that show I still cannot watch. They are my least favorite ones because of the terrible racial coding. And I feel as though if I had addressed that, I would have found other people that understood, instead of allowing Steven Universe gatekeepers to make me feel like that was above addressing, and that I was a bad fan for addressing it. You know what I'm saying? Everything we love has good parts and it has bad parts, and we need to be willing to see all of those parts. So definitely just take a step back and realize that it's not about you, y'all. It's about them. Our final tip is going to be find your tribe, baby. Find your group, find your tribe, find your group of friends to back you up. Find your tribe. Now I get it. I get it. Guys, I understand. This is easier said than done. Like, I'm saying it like it's so easy. Like, let's just find your tribe. Girl, you got... No. No, y'all, this is easier said than done. This is easier said than done. So sometimes you have to form your own tribe in a way that you have to start your own Facebook group with rules, and you have to be strict on those rules of throwing people out, of getting rid of people that are problematic, of getting rid of people that are causing issues. Like, sometimes you have to put in that extra work, and not everybody has that, but maybe you can do something even smaller, which is start a message board. There are tons of message boards. You can start that and create friends or find people on a message board of that fandom, because there are people on there that are on the same level as you that aren't gatekeeping, and build a friendship with those people, because those will be the people that will defend you when they see the gatekeepers try to come for you. They will. You deserve to love things, and no one deserves to change that. No one deserves to step in and take that love away from you because they don't feel like you get to have it. That's ridiculous. So find your group. I know that Black cosplayers, we go through a lot, especially the gatekeeping in the cosplay community. It's absolutely ugly. And I have seen 4 or 5 of my Black cosplay mutuals on TikTok be attacked in some fashion or form in this like week span alone. And I'm just done. I'm so done. And I've just been going in on people left and right because this is ugly and it is ridiculous. So because they're my tribe, I go in and we go in for each other because we're not going to take it. We're done. We don't want this. We don't want to deal with this shit no more. So it's because of finding my tribe that I know that if someone did ever try to come for me, that they would have my back. You know what I'm saying? So try to find people on social media that are like-minded. Try to find people in your everyday life that are like-minded. Go when the world opens back up again, go to meetup groups and stuff. And just, you know, try to stay with the people that aren't like the gatekeeper, instead of giving in to the gatekeeper and allowing them to ruin your entire time at this event. Don't do that. You guys are better than that. And you deserve so much more than that. So those are my tips for helping you guys deal with the gatekeepers that you will encounter in the nerd and geek world. And let me tell you, no matter how many times we try to defuse them, there will always be another gatekeeper. So what we're in charge of is how we deal with them. And I hope these tips help you guys come out stronger from dealing with the gatekeeper instead of coming out smaller, because you deserve to be the strong and powerful people you are and to be fans of what you love. Thanks so much for joining me. I will see you guys next Thursday. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.